This week, the Mat-Su Borough Assembly went through the quarterly process of approving the next 3 months of funding for storage and maintenance of the MV Susitna, which currently amounts to about $18,000 per month. The Susitna was meant to be used as a ferry between the Mat-Su Borough and Anchorage across Kinnick Arm, but that project never came to fruition, and the borough has been trying to sell it. The borough has an interested buyer located outside the United States. Mat-Su Borough Manager John Moosey says that means going to the federal government, who built the vessel, who built and paid, helped pay for the vessel to get permission.
And because this is a U.S. Navy prototype, primarily designed for, you know, battle missions, that was potentially thought could be used as a ferry, we have to go through these extra hoops. And the second thing is, as far as export license, when you sell outside the continental United States, you need permission to do that.
The borough received $12 million in grant funding from the Federal Transit Administration. Since the boat was never put into service as a ferry, the federal government is asking for that money back. John Moosey says borough attorney Nicholas Spiropoulos and borough assembly member Steve Colligan recently went to Washington, D.C. to speak face-to-face with the FTA.
I really don't think they are looking for a pound of flesh or to financially hurt us, but they have some, I think, responsibilities and obligations. So trying to kind of ferret through not hurting the Mat-Su Borough financially versus, hey, we are also accountable for these grants. Is really pretty much, I think, is what's going on here.
John Moosey says the borough hopes to hear back soon on whether or not it has permission to sell the MV Susitna to a foreign entity.